Hey everybody, guess what? This is J.R. Bell and Season 10. And in Season 10, we are more focused than ever. We're not doing Season 9, we're doing Season 10. And in Season 10 or 11, I think this one is going to be 11. We're going to do Season 11. I want to do 11. I'm going to do 10 for something else. Still focusing on Red Pill University Season 8, but Season 11. This one right here is something that I really want to get into in Season 11. We're going to be focusing on things that you need to know that you didn't know. Let me tell you something. We're going to dig right in, but first, it's moto time. Listen up, everybody. Rich people, poor people. Poor people act rich. Rich people act poor. Think about that when it comes to paying bills. And then now it's tax season. Think about that when it comes to your taxes. Pay your taxes. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul. Do what you got to do. Hey, you only have one life to live. And remember this. Live it to the fullest. And also one other thing. Time is money. Wasting my time. You're just wasting what? My money. We don't want to waste my money. Also, remember this. I am your professoro, Dr. Emetrius J.R. Bell. If you are looking for me in Season 11 on social media, I do have a Twitter account. It's tipzip357@gmail.com. That's just, I always say that so you can find me easier. Or just look up J.R. Bell. You'll see a picture of me. I think I'm wearing a pink shirt. Go figure. Hey, gotta look. Guys, real men wear pink. Now, I was just at my best friend at the time, really liked pink. Pink is her favorite color. So she bought that shirt for me, and I wore it, and I rocked it for her. Hey, she's my bestie. She's one of my ride or die besties. Yep, I bought it, she bought it, I rocked it. Hey, I didn't have to pay for it, she did. I love her for that. Yes, that'd be my bestie. Yes, we good like that. So, yeah. And I like green, and I bought a green, hot, really cool shirt. I bought a green blouse that really, really hot for women. She wore it because I bought it. Even though that's not her color, but she rocked it. Because I rocked that pink, she rocked that one. So there, now we're going to get into it. Hey, listen, I want to tell each and every one of y'all out there, I appreciate you for rocking with me and all my seasons with me. I appreciate you, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You keep rocking with me, I keep rocking with you. And I'm going to tell you, I appreciate you. I love y'all, because y'all are the true MVPs right here. You listen to my podcast, you are a true MVP, the most valuable person. You are... Sorry about that. I'm drinking this Pepsi. I'm drinking this Nitro Pepsi. Oh, my God. Pepsi doesn't sponsor this, but let me tell you about this Pepsi Nitro. If you ever had a nitro coffee, nitro cold brew coffee, that's that coffee that comes out all carbonated. Oh my God. I like that coffee like that. You know, that's just me. I like stuff like that. This nitro is like carbonated. Like it comes in like a draft cola. It's like a draft Pepsi. You ever had a draft beer? They got draft coffee. Now they got draft cola, the nitro. And I like it. It's like $3 a can, and I pay for it dearly. Do I need to buy it? No, not really. Do I want to buy it? Yes, I do. Because I don't buy the alcohol. I'm not buying the beer. I'm not trying to get pissy drunk. I work. And if I'm not working, I'm usually on my phone doing social media stuff. And you know the weird part is, when I'm on social media stuff, all I hear is, "You're always on your phone." Yeah, that's my girl. "You're always on your phone. You don't have no time for me. You don't spend time with the family." Then when I'm working, I'm asleep. So I told her, I'm trying to maximize. I apologize to her. But hey, you know, to each his own. She understands. She does. To a certain extent. Yeah, that she kind of, a little bit. So we're going to dig right in. Let me tell you something. We're going to go in. I just had to tell y'all that. Y'all are the true MVP. And when it comes to high value, you listening to my podcast, you are the high value person. That you are. You are a high value person. Yes, you are. When it comes to who has the most money, Elon Musk, nope, that be y'all. You listen to my podcast, y'all are high value, y'all are the most wealthiest people around. Because your wealth is knowledge. The key to education is knowledge. Knowledge is the key, and that is the wealth. Yes. Thank you for rocking with me. And I'm going to keep giving you content no matter what it is, no matter how raw, raggedy, or how rough my podcast is. Because some people say I should be editing and all that stuff. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a little backyard. I'm a little streets. I'm a street. I'm a street hustler. So I work in the streets, and I hustle in the streets. So I don't have that kind of money. But I do say one thing. I stop in the earlier episodes of my podcast. I used to ask people if you want to donate, give me some crypto. Or I used to give out my Cash App, and guess what? I got nothing. I got none of y'all. Nobody donated. So you know what? I tell you to share my podcast. You can do that. I got tired of that. If you want to share, you can. If you don't, you don't. I'm on iHeartRadio. Just letting you know, I moved to iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio is one of the bigger platforms. So that's why I'm giving you more content, because if I don't give you more content, iHeart probably will take me off. So, and I want to be on iHeart, because iHeart has 30 million listeners. Nah, it's pretty big listeners, so they might be hearing my podcast, might want to be rocking with me. Doesn't matter where you are, what country you're from, I want to say hello. I know there's people out there that are Vulcans. Hey, long live and prosper. And there's probably some Cleons. Ni hao chi. Bah! Motaka chi no kuwa. Yeah, you know, hey, I used to know Cleon, but I got a job and got a girl and stopped learning Cleon. I need to go back and learn some more Cleon. Or I learned Jabba the Hutt. Unichi kabo chi na hachi kunichi skywalker. Muniku chi na hani lakai chi no humu. Utu so to wa hachi no tu. Solo. Nini tutu no lokati na lea. Chahu. Hey, that's Jabba the Hutt. I got close enough. I was close enough, but not too close. Hey, yes, kinda. And then I also want to say a special shout out to all my friends that are the furries. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Meow, meow. That's the furries. Don't want to offend them. I want to give a shout out to them. Okay, I shouted you out. We good. Also, to all my friends that are hard charging Vikings, I will say this to you. I will meet you at the table, at the hall, and we will drink our mead and eat our food in the halls of Valhalla. I will meet you in Valhalla at the hall table, the hall of honors, the hall of heroes. Yes. You will be at the table with me and all the rest enjoying ourselves. Yes, I will see you there at Valhalla. Yes, by the Great Wall. We will drink our mead and celebrate and talk about our battles. Yes, that is what we will do. Yes, Montana. Oh, nice one. But that's what we will do. We will be there. That's to those who are Vikings. Yes. I will do that for you. Yes. Now, let's dig in. Listen carefully. I want to tell you something. Y'all need to understand. This right here, I can't make this up. Gotta go down this rabbit hole. Let me tell you something right now. I watched a video. That's how I'm talking about this right now. I watched a video about this lady who was talking about what happened in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's happening. Listen to this. It is happening everywhere. In every major big city. Let me clarify this. It's happening in every major big city. Here's what I'm talking about. Gentrified neighborhoods. Areas that used to be heavy urban are now predominantly white and Anglo-Saxon. That is correct. That is predominantly, now it's predominantly white, Anglo-Saxon, or high millennials, yuppies. Prices go up. Nice board. The rent's going up. Prices, everything that used to be cheap are now raised up. High prices. Everybody's experiencing rent increases. Let me tell you something right now. Do you know in the city of... This is... Cannot make this up. I did the research. Do you know in the city of New York, They have over 150,000 apartments that are empty. Do you know why they're empty? Because landlords rather have them empty than remodel them, because they're in rent controlled areas. Instead of remodeling them, because what they want to do is they want to raise the rent. But how do you raise the rent if everybody in the apartment is not on that level? So you can't have one apartment that's like, say, $9,000 and everybody else is $800. You kind of understand what I'm saying when I say rent control? Yeah, the subsidizing of rent control. There's one lady, I watched the video, she said she was in her apartment. She's been in her apartment for years. She's been living there for years. And she said that she called her landlord, the new owner. She called the new owner to tell him that her plumbing is clogged. Do you know what the owner told her? The owner told her, I can fix it if I raise your rent, because I'll have the money to fix it. But because I can't raise the rent, I don't have the money to fix your apartment. So guess what the lady did? Lady had to call a plumber to come and fix her pipes. Plumber told her that her pipes are old and they're corroded, and that is the reason why they're like the way they are. So she had to go and she had to get her grandson to come to her place to replace her plumbing. Oh yeah, he came and he replaced all of it. Yeah, he replaced everything. He replaced the whole drain lines, everything. Everything was completely replaced. Everything was gutted. She gutted everything out. Yeah, there was nothing left in that apartment. When he finished, he put brand new pipes. Everything was brand new. There was nothing outdated. Everything was all brand spanking new. Yes, everything was all brand spanking new. There was nothing old. Oh yeah, he put in new sinks. He put in a new toilet. He replaced everything. He just redid it all. And you know what? And he told her, he said, Grandma, you have problems? Call me. I will replace it. So she told him about, you know, stuff. He came in and told her, go live at my house with my wife. And he stayed there and he gutted her apartment and made it all modernized. He modernized her apartment. Yep, he modernized her apartment. Made it all brand new, everything. She thanked him. He put an electric stove. Because her apartment was $800 a month, all utilities included. He wanted to charge her more because he wanted her to pay her own utilities. Well, she got an electric stove, no gas stove. He gave her an electric stove. He gave her everything electric, all high-end electric. Nothing gas. Everything's all electric to save her money. And he gave her solar panels that he put in the windows, because she was an upper apartment. She was an upper level high-end apartment, and gave her solar panels because he went up on, ran the wires to the roof. Can't make that up. Now, half of her apartment, she gets her utilities free because the solar pays for it. It's for half of them. For the other half, the landlord's paying for that. And he don't like that. Yeah, landlord don't like that. But what can you do? Now, let me tell you, the reason I'm telling you this, because I want you to understand something. A lot of major cities are forcing people out. And like I said, I was talking about Georgia. When I was talking about Georgia, let me tell you what happened in Georgia. There's a lawyer in Georgia. He had to hire so many lawyers. He had to hire 50 new lawyers at his law firm because they're doing evictions. They're doing at least... They're writing up they're writing up 1,000 evictions a month. And their law firm is a specialized law firm that does only tenant evictions. And guess what? They work for 48 states. That's who they work for. The 48 continental states, not Alaska or Hawaii, and not none of the territories. Only in the states, the 48 states, that's who they work for. And they said they've been busy writing up eviction notices. And here's the thing. All these people are being evicted because they're being forced out due to rent-controlled places. There was a place in Dallas, Texas. The apartments were really good, reasonably priced. They were at $1,100. Everybody, $1,100. Which is, a lot of people liked it. They can afford it. They said they can afford that. They said it was really good. The price was affordable. They said, yeah, we can afford that. That's good. Not too much of a complaint on that. But the landlord decided, I want to raise the rent. In order to raise the rent, you know what he did? He served everybody there. He waited till they paid their rent, and then he served a 30-day eviction. After they paid their rent, he made them serve a 30-day eviction. And they also had to sign a piece of paper. And the piece of paper was stating that they can't tell anybody about that. But one of them sat there, refused to sign it, and walked out. And said, I'm not paying rent either, and left. Said, take me to court. Because this is what you're going to do? And called the media and said, I haven't paid rent. I got the rent money right here. But he's talking about this and that. That they, you know, everybody got subpoenaed. Everybody got served. 30-day notices. Everyone got 30-day notices. And that's what I'm talking about. People are being forced out. Now, here's the question. There's like a couple of government contractors that are buying up low-income housing areas and doing these renovations. There was one in Ohio, outside Youngstown, Ohio. It was a low-income housing development. Guess what? A government contractor bought the place from the state. He renovated it, and now it's a high-end luxury apartment complex. Now, where do the low-income people go? They got no place to live. Now they're out on the streets. You know, there's more people that are homeless because of this. That's what I'm talking about, students. There are more people that are homeless because of this. I cannot make this up. There is a lot of people that are homeless. And these people that are homeless, they're not homeless for a reason. They're homeless because of circumstances. There's a guy right now, I'm telling you this right now because I want you to understand, there's a guy right now, he has a full-time job. He makes $150,000 a year. But guess what? He can't find a place to live. Because any apartment he finds, they want. One apartment he found was a studio. And where he lives at. And that right there is in the Bay Area. Better known up in the Bay Area, in the Silicon Valley area. He found a studio apartment. The guy wanted $5,000 a month for a dump. Studio apartment. This apartment was a dump. He couldn't afford that. He tried. He couldn't afford that. So because granted, he makes $150,000 a year, but you gotta eat. And yeah, that studio, you had to pay your own utilities, gas, light, and water. And guess what? Oh, the water heater, gas. Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, the stove, gas. No electric, just gas. The owner put a gas stove in there, did it on purpose, because he knew that they had to pay it in order to use it. So the guy never turned it on, but he still had to pay the gas because he had the water heater. So he had to pay the gas, light, and water. major utilities, gas, lights, and water. He had to pay that. And he said he was going broke trying to maintain. So he had to live in his car. Yes, he's making good money, but he lives in his car. Can you see the ill manners and logic of that, students? I don't understand that. A lot of places are pushing people out of their location. Now, I come from a city. Yeah, yo, professor, let me tell you about my city. I come from a city, it's called Kansas City. Not Kansas. No, I'm not from Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. This ain't Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. We're not that kind of Kansas. No, we're the other, we're the good Kansas. Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri. It's the part that I'm from, because there's the two Kansas. There's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. I'm from the Missouri side. And in that area, let me tell you what they did. They gentrified the whole area. Seriously, they gentrified the city, the whole downtown. And in the West Bottoms, they gentrified the whole downtown and West Bottoms. Seriously. They gentrified the whole West Bottoms. Let me tell you how I know. There was an old abandoned textile factory. Guess what they did? They made warehouse. They made lofts and condos. One guy had a loft and he was paying $8,000 a month, but it was a big loft. It was enough. The loft was so huge that you can have five people living there decently. If it was a one bedroom, two bedroom, I would say four people, because you need the extra space. Four people at a two bedroom. That's how much room that place had. And then there's people that are in these warehouse lofts. One was an old manufacturing plant. Yep, and then also a lot of these old elementary schools, they're making apartments out of them that you can rent. Guy was making massive, I'm telling you. And then in downtown of Kansas City, all gentrified. Condos, lofts, everybody is going down there and they're making a killing. Seriously, I'm just telling you, they're breaking in the big bucks. Sad to say, but that's what's happening. Can't make that up right there, students. I wish I could. The world is coming to a point to where gentrification is taking over. And guess who's profiting? Government. Why? Because here's the reason why. Okay, we're going to use an example. You are an entrepreneur, which is you are, because you listen to my podcast, you know about all the things you need to do to become an entrepreneur. I told you how to start your own business and everything, so you already know that. So you got your business up and running. All of a sudden, one of your friends come to you and go like, hey, boom, 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 I got a great opportunity for you. How much do you have? Do you have, say, 10 grand? And you actually have 20 grand in the bank, but you go, I got about 10 grand. Tell you what I'm going to tell you. Take that 10 grand, invest it with me, because I'm going to buy a bunch of houses and we're going to flip them. That 10 grand will go into help flipping some houses. We'll make some money. I'm going to start a little conglomerate. We're going to go buy a bunch of cheap houses and remodel them and flip them. He's like, okay. He's like, sure. So you give up the 10 grand and he turns around. He takes that money and he goes and he gets a bunch of his friends. They all get together with your money, your money. He has like eight other investors. He has like eight investors. Him, he makes the ninth one. So he ended up getting his wife. He said, I'm going to get my wife involved. Get his wife involved. Wife comes in there. She's involved. So that makes it 10. So that's 10 investors. So he wants an even number instead of an odd number. So he gets an even number of investors. And they come in. And they come in and they all invest. And he takes the money and he buys up this whole street. He buys all these apartments, all these houses along the street. They were real cheap. He buy them all up. Kick all the old people out. Buy the houses for little or nothing. Because the city says if you remodel and make the neighborhood nice, then in return, the city will give him a tax break. So he gets a government grant and you make a profit. But you just kicked out a bunch of people who can't afford to live. If they want to move back there, it's going to cost them. They like, oh, my mom's been living in this house since she bought it back in the early 20s. Oh, yeah. My grandmother had this house in the 20s and my mom took over the house. Oh, yeah. We can't even get in that house. Blah, 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 boom, boom. Done. Kissy, kissy, kissy. Done. I'm just telling you, that's what's happening. That's what actually happened. The government gives away incentives and all these excess grant money to help people buy houses, help people flip and remodel. I mean, seriously, it's like that. And it does that because it's a great incentive to help. It helps boost the economy and the neighborhood. A neighborhood that once was really bad is now a good neighborhood. That's what they're doing. So it's nothing bad about what they're doing. It's just that it actually hurts. It's a good thing, but also a bad thing because it hurts. Yeah, it actually hurts the neighborhood. So I'm just telling you, just look out. Now, there's one thing I need you to understand. Have you noticed this? In some states, the minimum wage went up to $15 an hour. But guess what? So minimum wage goes up to 15. Guess what else just went up? Cost of living. In some states, cost of living went up. One person I watched on a Reddit thread about, you know, cost of living and stuff. He said, in my state, the cost of living went up. My state, minimum wage went up to $15 an hour. Cost of living went up. McDonald's used to have the 99 cent burgers and stuff like that. Nope. Now they're $2.99. I mean, now they're $2.99. They're $1.99 and $2.99 and $3.99. When it used to be 99 cents and 25 cents on certain days. Not no more. Now you understand? It's bad. When I say bad, I mean it is bad. Seriously, it is really, really bad. And I mean, I can't say why it's bad. I'm just telling you it's bad because this is how it is in the States. Seriously. Everybody's having this issue because the cost is going up and everybody cannot afford it. People are being priced out. I know because I'm living proof about that. Yes, your professor. Yes, your professor is living proof. Let me tell you how good I had it. Before the fire, I was living in an apartment where it was a studio, which I didn't mind the studio because I'm all about, if I can save money, I can pay my bills off. See, my girl, yeah, that's not her thing. She's all about, you got money, spend it. So I don't argue with her. We're like yin and yang. So I keep the peace. I just don't say nothing, which I really didn't. So here's what I did. I never said anything. I kept the peace. I'm the type of person, I always will keep the peace. I will not rock it. I will always keep peace. So what I did was I kept rocking it. So I rocked it. I rocked the boat with her and we were good. We stayed there. We were really good. And the rent was really affordable. Then we added another person in there. And then she said, it's getting too crowded. We need to find a bigger place. So we went looking. While we were looking, we were still living there. Then the fire happened. And then guess what happened? Can't seem to find a place. Yep. I wish I could tell you that we can't seem to find a place. But you know what? It's okay. We're good. We're going to be looking hard. And we're going to find a place. That's what we were telling ourselves. Living out of motels and stuff. Can't make that up either, students. like I said, the cost was really pushing it, and it was hurting us. What else? What should we do? I don't know. I just really don't know. You know, cost was really killing me. See, that's what I'm talking about. We were living that nightmare dream. Every apartment we went to, here's what they said. Every apartment we went to, they wanted us to have three. They wanted us to make five. One apartment we went to, and it wasn't even beautiful. It was okay. They wanted us to make five times the rent, and it was small, smaller than a studio. It was more like a kitchenette, and they wanted us to make five times the rent, and the rent on that one was $25.50 for a kitchenette, smaller than a studio, real small. It was $2,550. Oh yeah, rent plus security deposit is $2,550. So that makes it $2,600. That makes it right there. See, $2,500. That's $5,000 plus $100. It's $5,100. That's what they wanted total. Plus, oh yeah, here's this one. Plus a non-refundable $40 application fee. Dad, we paid that. We need the place really bad. Did we get the place? Nope. And then there were some places where we paid $25, $50. One place we paid $25 application fee. Another one paid $50 for application fee. And guess what? When we filled it out, they said, oh, we're doing an application pool. So if there's an opening, we will call you. So you mean to tell me I spent $50 for no reason? No, it's an application pool. So, but you said, I know, we told you. But we do have places, but we just got to see. And then, oh yeah, here's the last one that really got me. This one right here is a killer. You got to have at least a 750 credit score. Who in the hell has a 750 credit score, students? Who does? I don't. Actually, I know I don't. Oh, man, I have like at least about a 6, maybe. I'm close to a 7, but I'm only a 6 or something. I'm in the 5, maybe 6 range. I can get it to 5 or 6 range. That's me. But no, that's what they asked for. And that puts us, we were living in motels. And it was cost, the cost. So what I'm telling you, so when you look around in this world and you are complaining and you are talking about everything that goes on in life, you need to start looking at what it costs. Yes, it's great. Let me tell you something. You hustling out there trying to start your own business, and you're trying to, you know, you try to start your own business. You know, that's on you. Do it. I have no quarrels. I have no problems. You go. Get out there and hustle. Grind. I hate when they do that. But, you know, get out there and grind. Yes, I'm glad. I want you out there. I want you to be that beast. Start making that money. Yes, I want you out there, and I want you to start making that money. We are all going to get out there and get that bag. But remember one thing, the cost. I always told people that, this is what I always tell people. If I ever hit the jackpot, which is state lottery, the Mega Lottery, the Powerball Lottery, and for all you Spanish people, the Lotería. If I ever hit the lottery, I always told myself that I would take some land and I would build low-income housing. I would build low-income subsidized housing for everyone. Yet I would build stack houses. made of concrete. And it would be low income for low income people. Not really like poor people, just people who can't afford it. And I will build also, and I told myself that I would do this if I won the lottery. I will build a nice air capsule apartment. Yes, I said I will build an air capsule apartment. That'll be the ultimate apartment. These will be low income air capsule apartments. And that's what I want. Air capsule apartments. Those are apartments that are affordable. They're smaller than a kitchenette, but high end and efficient. That's what I would get. Air capsule apartments. Or small tiny Japanese style apartments. Like the one room, everything's in one room. Bathroom, kitchen, dining room, everything's in one little corner spot. That's what I would have. That's what I would build. I would build something like that. Because you know why I would build something like that? Because I want something like that so it's affordable. And then I will charge one flat fee. $1,000 a month. Yep, $1,000 a month. All utilities included. Yep, everything's included. All utilities. Gas, light, water, everything. But everything's going to be electric. Because I want to kind of make everything affordable. Electric. So that's what I would do. Make everything electric. Yeah. Then I will turn around and also throw in free Wi-Fi. Everybody gets free Wi-Fi. And I will have solar panels on the roof and a geothermal for the heat and cool in the summer. Everything will be central air. That's what I would do. I would have central air so that everybody will have central air. And also, I will put in, like, I will make it where everything is in one room. But I would also have, they also will have a little small bathroom with a shower. That's it, a shower. Not a tub, a shower. A step-in shower built right in for them. I want them to be affordable. That's what I would do for them. I guarantee that I can't make it up. I got you. That's what I said if I won the lottery. The reason why I do that is because I want to make it affordable for everyone. And I will put it in a location where I know I can make money. And I will put it in a city I know that will want that. Because they need it for everyone. Yeah, make it a nice room. Yeah, okay. So you got a family of six. You can't get one of those. Yeah, you see what I mean? I would build it so it'd be like a person who has two or three. Three meaning that, let's say you have a little kid. Yes, you could probably, your family of two, family of three can live there. Family of four, yeah, you probably could do that because they're all little. Yes, it's not so big. Y'all have enough room. Right. Throw some bunk beds in there. That's what y'all would do. Yes, I'm with you on that. That's how you would monopolize the market and for everything that'll be good for you. Yes, that is good on that, all right? And that's called helping the community. So if y'all, let me tell you something. Listen here, students. Homework time. This is what I want you to do. My students, see, my MVPs always have their notebook ready. Everyone who's an MVP in my book has a notebook ready. They already been writing down. You're my student. You're an MVP. You have everything written down. You don't need to be told to write something down because you already have the notebook and you already been writing. If you hadn't, you should have had your notebook and you should start writing down. So now I'm going to tell you what you need to do, students. This is something that I want you to do to benefit you, to better yourself. Listen carefully. All I want you to do is this right here. Listen carefully. Very carefully. I need you to write down a list. What? It's called the dream list. The reason why I say this dream list is just going to make it, it makes you attainable goals. Makes you go for a goal that you cannot attain. Seriously. Ready? Write down Write down 5 things if you won the lottery, what would you do? If you won the lottery, just lottery or lotteria, what would you do with the money that you won? What would you do with that money? That's what I want to know. Not like, oh, I will take the annuity or I want the lump sum. No. What would you do with the money if you won? I know what I would do. I just told you. I would build me a low-income apartment. I would build me low-income housing. Low price housing. Price that's affordable for everyone. I want Japanese-style apartments. That's what I would do. I would go and get a Japanese architect to come and give me the actual designs. And that's what I would do. Seriously. And that's what I would do. And that's how I would be making money. Because when I build it, I want to build a complex of it. A mega complex of all of those apartments. For everyone. Everybody's going to get a piece of that. That's correct. Everybody's getting a piece. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. J.R. Bell, your professoro, your admiatrice. I want you to tell you, everybody, I appreciate you. I rock with you. You rock with me. We good. Got it. You got your notebook. You've been writing down. Like I said, do that homework. Write down the things. Write down 5 things you would do when you win the lottery. It's not if you win, it's when you win the lottery. Don't say if you win the lottery, because they know what if. We're not saying that you play the lottery, we just say when you win the lottery. Because a lottery can mean anything. When I tell you that, I'm telling you, it could be anything. Let me tell you what I mean. I know a person who says, well, what do you mean, professor, if I win the lottery? No, I said when. And he goes, okay. Well, he walked into the store and it had a thing on the door. Had a thing right there that says, sign up. Win 500 grand. You know, win 500 grand or 500, win 500 grand or 500 grand cash or 200 grand a year for life. And that means, that really didn't mean life, like life. It said 200 grand a year for life or 500 grand cash. He took the 200 grand a year for life and was like, I'm good. He said, that's all I needed. So when he got his money, he turned around, took that money, and he said he bought some property. He had 200 grand after taxes, you know, he bought him some property. Once he got that property bought, he bought the property and everything. He turned around when he bought the property, he was like, oh, I'm good. So he bought some land and he bought an old apartment building. An old apartment subdivision, an old apartment complex he bought. So he took that 200 grand the first year and bought that. It was like 80,000 for the complex. He bought it and took the rest of the money after taxes and everything. He reinvested into the apartment building. Kept remodeling each one at a time. Then he kept renting them out. Just getting some tenants in there. Got a bunch of people in there. Turned around, started doing it again. Next year, but he had a little extra money because he had some money coming in. He had no mortgage or nothing because he didn't want a mortgage. He was buying up ghetto-y, raggedy places that nobody wanted and worse neighborhoods. Oh, but he didn't care. He said, all I want to do is get them up and running and rent them out. So he sat there, got them up and running, and he rented them out. And he made a killing. Yes, he made a killing. And that's why I asked y'all about that, because I want you to think about that, all right? All right, hey, everybody. This is your professor, Demetrius, Dr. J.R. Bell. I want to tell y'all right now, y'all are the MVPs. I love you. I appreciate you. And this is what I want to say to each and every one of y'all. Y'all are my peoples. Y'all my peeps. Y'all my peoples. And I like y'all. And I hope you like me. And I love you. I love y'all. Like I hope y'all love me. We good. Because we family. Just don't ask you for, I just don't ask you for the car keys. And don't you ask me for mine. All right, we good. All right, let me tell y'all, everybody, I want y'all to do something for me. All I want you to do is I want you to go rocking hardcore for life, love, and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We good. All right, we G's, we good. So guess what? I'm going to catch you in the next season, next podcast of this season of season 11. Yes, season 11. Yes, we're doing season 11. We're going to be doing season 11. All right. You rocking with me? I'm rocking with you. Got it. We good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I don't want nothing wrong. Okay. We good. All right. I'll catch you in the next podcast. Bravo 6, going dark.